You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Thursday, the fourth day of December of 2025. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes, joined by Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Cold enough for you?
Yes. who is it helping your body to adjust? The longer it is cold, the more your body adjusts to the sudden change in temperature.
It's a dry cold. It's a dry cold, yeah.
One day at a time.
It's like late January, early February instead of December. But hey, to warm things up, we're going to talk about the holiday season at the Grand Theater, which is always a wonderful time of the year, and always great to be able to talk to the executive director of the Grand, Sean Wright. Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
I know that you guys over at the Grand were getting things all festive this week.
Absolutely. Our fantastic volunteers were in to help us deck out the Grand in all its holiday splendor, and it's always an exciting time to see the theater during the holidays. It's, you know, obviously it's a beautiful theater every day of the year, but especially magnified during the holiday season.
And it's like, you know, again, there's a sense of ending in a way, because it's not going to be the same ever again.
No.
You're going to be wonderful in a year. It's going to be incredible in a year.
Yeah.
But things, you know, I think, you know, you've been around here for quite a long time, and I imagine that, you know, in a lot of ways, a lot of the cycle is similar. But this is the end of a cycle.
Yeah, it is. You know, it kind of, I know it hit me over the last month as we were, you know, having a full schedule of shows and events like 11-11, and at each one I kept thinking, wow, you know, this time next year we're going to be reopened with this restoration, renovation of the theater and the Great Hall and everything, and you know, it's been so many years of planning and fundraising and everything, so to think that, you know, yes, this time next year when we're decorating the theater, it's going to look slightly different. It's going to look a lot like the Grand you know and love, but it's going to look better than it has in a number of years.
Absolutely. And again, it's just exciting. I saw a real interesting thing on your Facebook page I saw this week, a few days, maybe it was last week, I can't remember, where everything runs together.
Sure.
And you were talking about the history of the Grand and highlight some of the favorite moments. And I imagine that, and you put up a picture, Time Jumpers, back in, I can imagine, and I thought when I saw that, I can imagine that you must have an incredible, in the old days you'd have an album of pictures. Nowadays you don't need an album of pictures, but I can imagine going through your phone or wherever you keep your pictures of the amount of really cool people that bring a smile to your face.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, I actually, through the years, it's, I probably can count the number of photos I've taken with artists on two hands. It's just, you know, all
why don't it be special?
Yeah.
Only the special.
Yeah, exactly.
Ones.
It's got to be artists who I really, you know, enjoy working with, or that you think that, you know, there might be an opportunity down the road that you go, wow, I have a photo with them back in the day. But but it's funny, my good friend Don Kronberg, who's run Nightlight Productions out of the Chicagoland area for 40 plus years, and he always gives those of us who don't do that grief, because Don was that guy the year he started in the business, like I said, in the late 1880s as a college kid, he always got photos with artists.
Right.
And so he posts, you know, at least three times a week, like, oh, here's me with, you know, here's me with Willie Nelson. Oh, here's me, you know, with Tim Allen. Here's me with, you know, all three of Larry the Cable Guy, you know, Jeff right. Foxworthy, that. Oh, here's me with Buddy Guy, you know. And he's become friends with Martin Short and Steve Martin because he's done enough shows for theirs over the years. And so every once in a while when something pops up or something, I'll text Don and be like, see, that's I posted something about this show. It was a great show that we had 5 years ago, 6 years ago with somebody. I know I should have taken the photo like you did. And he's like, yeah, what are you doing, man? It's like, we work hard for these things. So, you know, but it is fun when you see things like that pop up, whether it's, you know, Vince Gill or Lewis Black or some of the others I've had the opportunity to meet through the years.
Why did you decide that Vince Gill and the Time Jumpers was the one that you wanted to highlight?
Yeah, well, you know, it was sort of a a combination of reasons. One, it was in 2017, so that was just about the time we were kind of hitting our stride, and you know, not every show was sold out. So when you had a sold out show like that, it was one that I know when we put on the schedule, you went, I hope people understand what this is, because you couldn't bill it as Vince Gill and the Time Jumpers. You had to bill it as the Time Jumpers. Sure. So we had to do a really good job of marketing, letting people know what this was, you know, as well as, you know, the fact that the show itself was just spectacular. And it's just kind of a core memory that literally the Blues and the Predators were playing in the playoffs. I'm a huge, you know, Blues fan. Vince, obviously, a huge Predators fan. I mean, disagree. It was a pretty, you know, we were having one of those fandom arguments. The series was tied 1-1. I remember the show was on a Thursday night. And so whatever, the show finally ends. We do the VIP things and everything. And I, you know, say goodbye. And I said, you know, 1-1. I said, we'll take it in six. And he's like, no, we're going to win in seven. And I said, okay. And he says, he goes, are you going back to St. Louis for any of the games? And I said, no. I said, oddly enough, I'm going to be in Missouri this weekend, you know, for some family things, but not for the game. And he says, yeah, he goes, I'm definitely going to be at game three in Nashville. So game three comes, I'm sitting back in St. Louis family. I turn on the game, it's on NBC, and they're like, and now to sing the national anthem, Vince Gill. He literally just said, yeah, I'm going to be at the game, as if he just has a ticket, not, yeah, I'm going to be singing the national anthem at the game. So I just always think about that as a fun, you know, a lot of things intersected. That's cool. And you don't have those moments all the time.
To be able to talk to somebody, really sit down and have a like, that's a couple of guys talking some hockey.
Oh, yeah, exactly. We weren't talking about life on the road, or, hey, do you think you're going to join the Eagles someday or something? What was it like playing the Ryman? No, we're literally talking about the Blues and the Predators in the playoffs.
That's passion. By the way, I don't think the Blues and the Preds will be playing in the playoffs this coming spring. So,
no.
Even though the Blues won back-to-back games this weekend, finally got them.
Yes, they did. And so they turned around and lost on Monday night to the Ducks, and I think they had like four different players going on.
I know, I saw that, but that's a whole different story.
Yes, it is.
And we will have more with Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand Theater of Wausau, in about 22 minutes or so. We'll be back at 7:22. Coming up, top of the hour news update, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Again, we're talking to Sean Wright, the Executive Director of the Grand Theater here on 98.9 WXCO. I got to ask a real quick question, because you were going through a list of, you know, the folks that these people are taking pictures of, and he mentioned, this guy was talking about Steve Martin and Martin Short. Yeah. Have you ever inquired about those two guys? I'm just curious.
Yes.
Because they're really, hard to get, but I'm just wondering, is that something that you actually said, oh, I'm going to see what it would take to get them to come to Wausau?
If we would love to come up with $500,000, because that's what it takes for
really?
The two of them for an evening,
what would the pricing on those tickets be? Huh?
Do the math. Starting at $500 just to cover that. I think the way it was told to me was 200 for Steve, 200 for Martin, and 100 for the band.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Hey, a little behind the curtain, because obviously there's somebody that's gone out and just
so that's why, you know, they've as I said,
bigger houses.
Don from Not Light promotes them and has brought them to Overture Center, over to the Fox Cities, and so those are 2,000 plus seat houses.
Yeah.
Even there, if you see when those artists are playing, I mean, the tickets are $150 to $400, and so now you can kind of do the math. Scale that down by half, and that's where we are. But hey, when you're Steve Martin and Martin Short, you can demand that type of money.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about, again, we're now into December, and we always say this is such a busy time of the year, and you got some great stuff starting really next this weekend.
This weekend, yeah. Of course, Central Wisconsin School Ballet with their annual holiday tradition, the Nutcracker. Two shows Saturday, one show Sunday, and so just, you know, obviously, you know, Patrick does an amazing job and has for decades with that production, and it's not just the local dancers. They obviously bring in principal dancers from ABT in New York, mm-hmm. and so just truly a great tradition for, you know, families, for people who've, you know, talk about having seen that for 30 years at the Grand. So it is truly a great thing. And, you know, the Nutcracker is just one of those shows, whether you're a fan of ballet, whether you've never seen ballet, like, you just, it warms your heart every year. You realize that you know all the music, you know a lot of the scenes.
It's as comfortable as a warm fire.
Yeah, it is. It is truly just beautiful holiday, you know, comfort. And so that really, you know, we kicked off the holiday season well before Thanksgiving with Cirque Music Holiday, the way that everybody does. But this is kind of the true kickoff to the holiday season for us.
And as you said, the kickoff, what else is coming up that people need to be thinking about?
Yeah, as we, you know, roll into next week, next Tuesday, it's Big Bad Voodoo Daddies, a wild and swinging holiday party. It's such a fun show. We had this back in 2018, and these guys just put on a fantastic holiday show, because it's the songs you know, holiday songs you know and love, plus some of their interpretations of songs, and it's they're just such talented musicians. And so that comes up on Tuesday, a week from today. It's the Oak Ridge Boys on their farewell tour, and that show has long sold out. Wow. Amazing that those guys are still out there 60-plus years on the road and doing really tremendous work.
You think about that, and actually, you know, sometimes, you know, you travel. I do a little traveling sometimes for work. Man, I can't imagine, you know... being you know, in your 80s or whatever they are, who knows what they are from, but that, and then to be able to perform.
Yeah,
I sometimes, again, we talk about sports all the time. I sometimes think about that. People don't think about that. They're flying across the country, playing back to backs, and you think, oh yeah, they're pros and they're gonna do it. Yeah. It's still not easy.
No.
To deal with all that, no. And these guys will come out and just give a fantastic
show. Yeah, it is. They are. I mean, I've had the privilege of working with them, boy, now 3 or 4 times, and they just, it's the most professional day that you have, in terms of everybody associated with them have been with them for years, and they know exactly. I mean, it is a well-oiled machine. They know the drill, and what time of sound check. They know what that, you know, yes, needs to sign something, happy to sign something, needs to do that, you know. Yeah, it is. In a world where, you know, you see artists who've been on the scene for 5 minutes who suddenly have a rider with 8 million items, and, you know, and I only do this, and I don't come on until this time. It's like the Oak Ridge Boys, they're from the old school. Tell us what time the show is. We'll be there. We'll perform. We'll take our check, which is a nice one, and head on down the road.
And I'm sure every year that goes by, and the number of folks that you deal with, you appreciate those types more and more.
More and more, absolutely.
By the way, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, tickets available?
Yeah, we still have some tickets left for that, and so, you know, come out and join us for that. Yeah, the Oak Ridge Boys sold out, and then a week from Friday, of course, it's a Wausau holiday tradition. Yeah. It's the Altenburg Christmas Extravaganza. I mean, it's, you know, John puts his name on it, but it's so much more than John. It's, you know, John and Mitch Vigood and Brad Emanuel and Janet Planet and, you know, Jerry Schmidt and on and on. I mean, we could sit here for 20 minutes. Right. Randy Savine, and name all the people who are in that fantastic show. And it is, I mean, been going now for 30 plus years. And so, you know, still have some tickets left. Take your opportunity. A lot of years this show sells out right away. So if you, I think sometimes people don't buy tickets because they think it all sells out.
My first thought was when you started talking, oh yeah, it must be sold out. So
there are some tickets left this year. Obviously the holiday season is really busy this year at the Grand. So, so it's your opportunity. I think that you know, if you've heard all the years, like, oh, I missed out, this is your chance to grab some tickets and come see John and his entire fantastic group.
And normally that would be it. with Sean Wright, but I have so many questions for Sean this morning. Some interesting questions that pop into my mind. So we'll have a few more minutes with Sean coming up at 7:52 this morning. So again, more with Sean Wright coming up, and we'll continue with an information update, including the Farm Report here in just a moment, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And also, you can get all of our interviews by going to YouTube.com. You can see them in their entirety, unedited. Again, WXCO's page channel on YouTube.com. We are continuing a few more minutes with Sean Wright, Executive Director of WASA's Grand Theater. Just going back, you were talking about again 2017 and back at that point, yeah. You said it was starting to, you know, kind of click and build, and that we weren't getting sold out shows all the time. What's the difference? What has happened over these years that has allowed the success, as you said, the ticket percentage to rise to what it's been? Is there anything in particular that jumps out to you that why this is occurred?
You know, I mean, the simple answer would be that the industry as a whole really kind of took off about that time, and so we did ride a little bit on the coattails of the industry, of the live concert industry, where the transition really happened, where people started saying like, oh, you know, I want to miss live concerts when they're gone, whatever that was, you know, when people went away from, you know, streaming came on and things like that. But I think looking at it at a local level, you know, an organizational level, we've really tried hard on building our patron base and you know, offering things, broadening our programming, bringing in shows. Is once upon a time, it would have seemed absolutely silly for the Grand Theater to bring in The Price is Right Live. But that's a huge fan favorite. Yeah. And it brings in people who never set foot in our theaters. And I think it was also around that time we developed the 10x10 series. We, you know, created our community engagement series, these free and low cost events that allowed people to get into the theater without price as a potential barrier. And then they start getting in the habit of going, and then you grow the subscriber base. And we grew the Broadway series. We took a few risks in terms of the type of sort of headliner programming we brought in. Obviously, then those shows sell out. People start saying, well, I didn't get a chance to see Jersey Boys. It sold out. Well, the only way you can guarantee you get tickets to Jersey Boys is become a subscriber. And, oh, I missed out on Book of Mormon. Well, the only way you can do that. And then one thing sort of leads to another. And, it's helped us in years like this because of the, obviously there is uncertainty in the economy, and ticket sales for across the industry are a little soft compared to where they've been. But it allows us to sort of have a little bit of balance, and that we have a really strong subscriber base. And, you know, we've developed such a large overall patron base that even if a smaller percentage of our patrons are buying tickets, that's still more than it was once upon a time. And, and we still try to put things that are different. I mean, if you had told me a month ago that we were going to do a show with Pat Murphy and that not only would we put it on the calendar, but that it would be sold out, I would have said the Brewers manager does a show.
They are sold out.
Yeah. I think,
how long did it take to sell that one out?
About 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. And so,
it was really funny. Real quick story. Last Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, I walked down the street. I went to the Mint to have lunch, and I ordered, and then I went down to use the restroom, and there was a worker that was was dragging some mud because making sure everything was nice and dry. And I don't even remember. I was wearing my brewer hat that day. I was wearing and the person said, "Hey, did you hear Pat Murphy's coming to the Grand Theater?" I said, "Yeah, I heard about that." Boy, I mean, and that's gonna be so fantastic. And it's like, So, I mean, that person was so excited.
And that goes back to the thing of trying to truly make the the trap that a lot of performing arts centers fall into is that they have their core audience and they program to their audience. Mm-hmm. And we've tried to say we program for our audience. We want, you know, yes, there are things we know the Oak Ridge Boys have lots of fans and they're going to do well, but you know, there may be more crossover than we think between that and Pat Murphy or Dueling Pianos, but also it's okay if there's not, you know, it's okay in a couple of weeks and we have Mannheim Steamroller for two shows on a Thursday and Steve-O, or on Tuesday and Steve-O on a Thursday. Audiences are probably pretty different. That's a good thing. Yes, that means there are more people kind of folded in under our tent, and that's what is, you know, helpful when you're trying to sell tickets in today's environment.
One final question, because you bring that up, and I know you have to get out of here pretty quick. Do you see, I mean, has there been the number of different people that buy tickets to shows, have you seen that explode over the last decade?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, when the number that I always use is when I started in 2015, we had about 5,000 names in our database. Actually, it's probably closer to 3,500 now that I think about it. And we just sent out our recent newsletter, and that didn't go out to everybody in our system. That went out to our quote-unquote active patrons. Those are people who have bought tickets within the last three to four years, depending on that, as well as donors and things. And that went out to 35,000 households.
10 times.
I mean, every year we've been averaging about 3,000 new patron accounts, and that's, that is absolutely the thing that in good times it lifts you even higher, and in times that are a little bit tougher, it's what allows you to survive and thrive.
Raises the ceiling and raises the floor.
Raises the floor.
And raises the ceiling, too.
Absolutely.
All right. Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand Theater. Again, go to the website, grandtheater.org. And, of course, you saw that Second Century Project website as well.
Absolutely. Grand100.org. Sadie Fisher just put together a fantastic video celebrating our 98th birthday last week and really encapsulating the history of the Grand and the future of the Grand. So check it out. She put a lot of time and effort into going through the archives for that one.
Good stuff as always, Sean. We'll catch you in a couple weeks.
Sounds great.
Sean Wright, again, joining us here on the WXCO Morning Report. Plenty of blue skies here on this Thursday morning. Temperature of 6 degrees below zero.
Very cold.
Yes, it is. Very, very cold. But coming up, we have an information update. News, weather, sports. At 8:06, I will be joining Pat Kreitlow, so stick around for that. And then Ian and myself will be back at 8:22. We'll have our number for the day quiz and a whole bunch more.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:23 here on this Thursday morning, December the 4th of 2025. Chilly start here in the Wausau area. Temperature currently stands at 4 degrees below zero. It actually didn't get quite as cold as they were talking about last night, but still a very chilly start. 4 below zero, high temperatures expected, not to get into the teens. Around 12 degrees expected before all is said and done today.
And it was a beautiful moon last night, too. It was a full moon.
It
probably
was?
A clear.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very cool indeed. We're expecting a little bit of snow tomorrow. Not a lot of snow, but a little bit of snow tomorrow. But so be aware of that if you have any Friday travel plans.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, we will have our number for the day quiz. It will involve cold temperatures. I'll just let you know about that. So cold temperatures will be the topic, as Ian is, what, 2 out of 3 so far this week. So
yep.
Doing well. He's got a passing grade already, but we'll try to get a winning week and then try to get an A grade as well.
Speaking of doing well, the Milwaukee Bucks put up an upset last night against a team that was pretty good, and they were able to pull out a win against them.
Detroit.
Yes. And plus, the Badgers were able to win as well by quite a few points, actually.
Yeah, Badgers beat Northwestern. The Bucks beat Detroit. And it's funny because, you know, you talk about how things can change. Earlier in the week, the Bucks lost to the worst team in the Eastern Conference, a team that only won two games all season long, the Washington Wizards. And then they play the team that had the best record in the Eastern Conference last night, the Detroit Pistons, lost Giannis in the first period with an injury. He had hurt his calf very early, and they were down by five with about 2 minutes to go in the game, and I'm thinking, oh, this game is done. And then they score the last 10 points of the game, and they win. So it's like, you never know. And that's why a little piece of advice. It's never wise to bet on sports.
Exactly.
Because you don't know what's going to happen. You'll lose your shirt. And on a cold morning like this, you don't want to lose your shirt. So,
yeah.
Hey, next week, we're excited because we are starting a terrific contest. Want, again, people to be aware. Make sure you tune in every morning during our WXCO morning report segments at 6:52, 7:22. 7:52 and 8:22 because starting on Monday, the 8th of December, and going right through Christmas Eve, each weekday morning, it's our WXCO holiday giveaway. Only here on the WXCO Morning Report, only on WXCO.
Just with us.
Yep, not a statewide contest. We are teaming up with 17 local businesses.
Fantastic businesses.
Yep, and every morning we are going to give a prize from one of these businesses. A chance for you to be able to take advantage of these great businesses who are providing a prize for you each and every morning. And some mornings we'll have more than one. So there's so many. So again, at some point each morning, I will open up the phone lines for you to call in to Ian and win if you are the designated caller.
That's right.
And so again, there's so many terrific businesses. Whimsy and Wonder Toys, The Mill Yard, Endgame Inc., Return to Health, Mullins Cheese, Homestead on 52,
Chocolate Shop,
Forward Beverage Company, Naturally Up North, Wellness Way, Mulligal, Knowlton House, Lunar Light Awakening, ISO Games, Match 101 Pub, The Mint Cafe. I mean, really good stuff.
Absolutely.
And they're all providing a prize, and you will have a chance real easy. Just make sure you remember the phone number, 715-814-9330. That's 715-814-9330 for your chance to win starting on Monday. It's really, really good stuff. And
I'll be standing by on the phone.
Ian will be
take your calls.
Ian will be our Santa Claus. He'll be giving away the gifts.
Secret Santa. There
you go. So all these great businesses providing a prize, part of our WXCO holiday giveaway starting on Monday and going right through Christmas Eve. So you'll be able to even win on Christmas Eve. And in fact, we'll be talking to folks from some of these businesses over the next few weeks as well. So we'll be able to learn more about these businesses as we get into the holiday season. So
that's right.
Fantastic stuff. All right. Well, let's wrap it up with our number for the day quiz.
Yeah.
Every morning we give Ian a quiz based on some topic that has a number as the answer. And three choices, so based on the math, one is correct, two are incorrect, so based on the math, you should get one out of three right, 33%. So anything above 33% is a passing grade for the week, but that's not good enough. We'd like him to have more right than wrong, then that's a winning week. If he gets four out of five during a week, that is an A grade, and then, of course, you get a gold star for a perfect week of five out of five. But this week, so far, two out of three, so a very good start.
Oh, yes.
All right, today it is a chilly start here in north central Wisconsin.
It certainly is.
But today, our number for the day is a number that's even colder than today, much colder, in fact.
Ooh.
But on this date, December the 4th, 1976, it was the record cold temperature for Wausau on this date.
Okay.
So on December the 4th, what the coldest temperature on December the 4th, the lowest temperature, what is that temperature? All right, your choices are 26 below zero, 31 below zero, 36 below zero. So those are the choices. The coldest low temperature on December the 4th. In Wausau history, 1976.
26, 31, or 36 below zero.
Yep.
Boy, any one of those would be, like, terrible, but... Okay, I'm going to say... Final guess, I'm going to go with 36 below zero. Final answer, I'm going with negative 36.
On December the 4th of 1976, the low temperature in Wausau hit 31 below zero.
The middle number.
You would know that if you were subscribing to the WXCO newsletter that I put out every Thursday morning at 7 o'clock.
Shame on me.
That's absolutely part of the newsletter. If you're not subscribed, go to WXCO.fm, pop-up will occur, and you can sign up for the newsletter and get that information and a whole bunch more. Ian, have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.